So Jeremiah asks, how do I revise debt to having so much money I can take care of my desires? This is good. First of all, I deleted a post. This is from our Facebook group, Law of Attraction by Neville Goddard. And I deleted one of the comments there because a fellow who had never commented before puts up a little thing and basically gives a few financial pieces of advice. And then he says to PM him. And here's why I got rid of that. I don't know the guy. And more importantly, I don't get that he gets what we do. Because the first piece of advice, always, is to use the tools. You have to imagine what implies your real wish has been fulfilled. And if you don't get that, all the other things, no matter how sound they are, or how professional they're given, doesn't matter. Because there are people that do what I do. Okay, they build websites, they share their message, and they make no money. There are people that do what I do in martial arts. Yeah, they train for, you know, when I was younger, I trained for hours and hours every day. And I became a nationally ranked karate champion as a teenager. And got my black belt when I was like 18, I think, 17 or 18. And so on. But a lot of people I know, they put in a lot of time and became like professional yellow and blue belts. Didn't get far at all. Didn't even get good. But what matters is, what are you imagining and what's your real desire? So when I notice on the post itself, there's some really good shares there. There's some really good shares there. And I want you to notice something here. How do I revise my debt to having so much money to take care of my desires? In the middle of this is the word money. And I don't have a problem with money. I love making it. I love spending it. I love saving it. I love investing it. Money's fun. But here's the thing. We all know people that have a lot of money who still aren't getting what they want, who still aren't happy. So if you want to revise the debt, you know, Matt, so imagine, you know, not using credit cards or whatever it is. I don't know what your thing is, right? You can revise, you know, whatever that kind of thing is. But what I'd really suggest that you do is to imagine up the lifestyle that you would have if you had the incomes, you know, that you desire. In other words, what implies your wishes fulfilled? What would you do differently? Would you live someplace different? Would you buy peanut butter in a different way? And this is a big one. I mention this a lot. Because if you're in debt and you don't have money, you're probably buying the peanut butter that sucks. I was at the store the other day, and I was going through the self-checkout, and the lady at the self-checkout, her name's Lynn. And I told Lynn, this is the best peanut butter. And it's normally like $8 for a little jar. And she goes, that? And I said, yeah. She goes, is it better than Kraft? And I looked at her and I said, Kraft sucks. And she says, well, it's always on sale and like a lot of people buy it. And it's like a lot of people buy it because it's garbage. It's on sale. It's the most well-promoted one, but it's garbage. You see, I've bought all the peanut butters. You can ask Victoria. One week I bought all of them. Like at once, I just filled up the little buggy full of things. I wanted to test all the peanut butters and find out which one I liked the best, side by side, right? And there are two that I really, really like. And those are the ones I buy now. And here's the thing. How would you buy peanut butter if you doubled your income and worked half the time? Because I want to get this out of the world of conception for you and get it into your day. How would you buy peanut butter or something, whatever your thing is? How would you buy peanut, and this is the question, how would you buy peanut butter if you doubled your income and worked half the time? And some people go, well, that doesn't impact my debt. That doesn't, oh, yes, it does. It changes everything. Because you could double your income and work half your time a few times. You could go from working 40 hours a week and making 20 grand a year to making 40 grand a year working 20 hours a week, 80 grand working 10 hours a week. You get it? You could double up your income a couple times and work half the time a couple times. What would your life be like? What would your day be like? That's the important question. I don't check the price when I buy petrol. Whenever my car tells me we're low on gas, I pull over and I fill up. It's very rare that I don't do that. But that's what I do, because I'm not concerned about the money. I've imagined up a life where I make money while I'm at the dog park. I imagined up a life where I write a little book and I sell it 1,000 times for $7. It's pretty cool, and it keeps going. You get, I'm making it about my life, not about my money, not about my debt. You're what gives life. So you get to imagine up, what would it be like to double my income and work half the time? You get to imagine what it would be like if, you know, maybe you don't want your wife to work. I don't know. I don't even know if you're married. But here's the cool thing. You get to imagine up the life that you desire by imagining up the day you desire. And you can imagine up the day you desire by imagining up very simple events like what I'm sharing here. Right now it's 6:33 in the morning. I remember when I used to be traffic. I'd sit in that stuff. Okay, 7-Eleven coffee, in traffic, going to work to a boss that I didn't enjoy all that much. Now, I'm listening to traffic go past the house right now while I'm answering your email. So I listen to traffic instead of being in it. I answer your email because I get you're a cool dude. I get this is going to bless a lot of cool people instead of talking to a boss. I'm drinking coffee that the lovely Victoria made for me instead of the 7-Eleven coffee. I'm sitting in my Ames chair, I'm going to brag. These chairs cost us more in shipping than I've ever paid for furniture. They're from Italy. Just for fun. You get it? I want you to have more fun. Alrighty, imagine what implies your wish has been fulfilled. One of my big scenes, like I said, is exactly this. I'm in my Ames chair instead of my driver's seat. I hear traffic instead of being it. I answer your emails instead of answering to a boss. And I'm drinking the lovely Victoria's coffee during her birthday month. One more. Ready? We'll skip that for now. Let's just dive in. Dive deeper. So, if it's before September, dreamdrivenday.com. Go register there for the updates if you wanted to get in that course. We're only offering it one more time this year. That's in September. 30 people, 30 days, life transforming, all that good stuff. Get on the list there. Click the confirmation link so we can let you know so you get a chance to get in. If you really want in, email me privately. Figure out how to do that. Next bit, get on that 221 email list at freeneville.com. It's pseudo-random goodness every single day till one of us dies. Or if you want to also dive into something which we've had thousands and thousands of success stories from, manifestingmasterycourse.com. Go check it out, manifestingmasterycourse.com. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.